right, Dateline Scotland for story number one.
Would
you buy a dog phone that lets your dog call you from home while you're at work?
Oh, yeah. I would definitely buy a dog phone. Yes, 100%.
So researchers have figured out how to do it.
This is great.
They put a sensor in a dog toy, and the one researcher taught her dog, anytime it shakes the toy in its mouth, it actually opens up a screen on the wall,
connects
with Wi-Fi to ring on your phone or screen in your office, like a Zoom call.
What? And the dog can watch screen?
Then you turn up on the dog's screen, and the dog turns up on yours.
But what if you don't have one of those dogs who can watch TV? Because, no dog I've ever had sat there and looked at screens.
Well, in this case, they taught the dog that the owner is going to turn up on the screen, and the dog may want to interact with you while you're on the screen.
Holy cow.
Now, the researcher said, yeah, I taught my dog how to do this. I got a 10-year-old black lab, trained it for 3 months, and Zach, the dog, called him up at work a couple of times.
Zach!
He'd approach the screen and show the screen and her, presumably, because she was on the screen that the dog was seeing, show her some toys.
Yes.
And then she would talk back and say, oh, you got your ball. You got your binky or whatever it was.
Holy cow. And the dog really understood her, it seemed?
That's what they say.
Wow. That's amazing. If you can FaceTime a dog, that's a game changer.
No, the dog can FaceTime you.
That's even bigger of a game changer.
Right?
That's crazy.
The whole idea, they say, is to address the problem of pet separation anxiety now that we're not working from home as much.
Well, I'd love to get my hands on this thing.
Quite frankly, what if you put it all together and then the dog never calls you?
Dog never calls you, or the dog is just simply a dog that doesn't look at screens.
Right, exactly.
I think you are risking that. The dog just walks away like, what do you want me to do with
this? What's going on with this?
I have no idea.
Dateline, your internet connection for story number two. A company called NorPass has gone through the list of hacked passwords that get leaked out on the internet to figure out the worst and most common hacked and passwords out there. And once again, the two most common hacked passwords are password and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't care how much your eyes roll at your IT guy lecturing you.
Don't do that.
To sit through these password protection videos that we all have to sit through now.
Yeah.
But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is the dumbest, least secure password on the planet.
Well, obviously. You might as well do A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Exactly.
Do yourselves a favor and do what I do. Come up with your favorite New York Yankee, you know, and then
Derek Jeter.
Put his number at the end and then put 3X. You guessed Derek Jeter. And then I was going to say put his number at the end and then 3 exclamation points, but I got to change. I got to change a few passwords now.
Mine is my favorite hash bar in Amsterdam's name.
Ah. See, I go all athletes. I do their number, and I'm going to actually stop saying my strategy.
We should probably not. Okay. Let's move on to our third and final story of the day, last of the week. A lawyer who released a television ad in Pittsburgh claiming that he was a great lawyer because he thinks like a criminal just got busted for being a criminal himself.
What?
Here he is. Defense attorney Daniel Musig went viral in 2014 for a 3-minute internet advertisement where he claimed he could think like a criminal, and that's why you want to hire him to be your defense attorney.
When you're charged with a serious criminal offense, you're facing the fight of your life. You need a lawyer who understands you and understands where you're coming from. Trust me. I may have a law degree, but I think like a criminal. Street knowledge.
Right. He thinks so much like a criminal that he just got busted for moving 900 pounds of marijuana through Pittsburgh.
I was right about to say.
You idiot.
Anytime a lawyer talks like this, whether it's fiction or nonfiction,
they 100% of the time get busted. Because they all think that they want to be in the game.
Yeah.
But they're never street smart as the actual street. I don't care if it's Sean Penn's character in Carlito's Way, The Wire. I don't care what it is.
Because it was so much marijuana that he helped move, he faces 5 years in prison. And as a felon, he won't be able to practice law anymore.
Imagine going to 8 years of law school and passing all those exams.
Losing it all because you're an idiot.
You're a defense lawyer who starts hanging around with criminals. You start thinking, well, now I want to sell the drugs.
That's the No Sweat News for the week. Tomorrow morning, here's how the quiz works. I read four stories on the air. Three were part of our No Sweat News feature this week, and one I'll make up later on today, a little after 4:20. Spot the phony. You got a great shot at winning tickets for Smith & Myers. The show is December 7th at Starland Ballroom.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.